Greetings and salutations and welcome to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason filling in for Matt Pocket on this Tuesday night as we are at the Purple Palace in Pickford, awaiting the start of tonight's varsity basketball game between the Cedarville Trojans and the Pickford Panthers. Our broadcast engineer back in the Country 105 studios tonight is Sam Cox, and joining me on the mic, color commentator to the stars, Ray Bell. Ray, appreciate you coming down M129 and joining us here atop the Purple Palace.
Yeah, I've never seen a game from way up here. Usually it's been bench side, of course, being a former coach, but hey, what's better than to watch an EUP Pickford versus Cedarville traditional rival? It should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun indeed, Ray. Pickford and Cedarville, you know, anytime these teams meet in any sport, definitely their biggest rival. They're separated by about 12 miles up 129, and, you know, Cedarville with their basketball tradition winning state championships, Pickford with their football tradition winning state championships, but basketball is what we're talking about tonight, Ray, and Cedarville 4-2 on the season. They have 8 players on the roster, but you know that anytime a Cedarville boys basketball team takes the court, they're always tough to beat.
Yep, and actually the advantage to, if you only have 8 players on a roster, you get used to playing. You don't get tired because you're playing all the time. A lot of times the misconception is, well, if we got a bigger bench, we'll just run them into the ground. Well, no, they're used to playing, and you get more familiar with your teammates, where they're cutting, where they're going to be, and it can help your team play.
This Pickford Panthers team comes into tonight's contest with a record of 1-5, so not exactly the start they wanted, but still a dangerous team anytime these two teams play. It's a rivalry game. Pickford, I think their record might not be indicative of the fact that they can probably win a lot more basketball games this season.
Yeah, and the way the season started, it's kind of different. So if you start off struggling with a games compact, you're going to get some losses real quick. But the trick of it is to just weather the storm, get better each and every game. So by the end of the year, you're playing and peaking your best basketball, and it's how you finish, not how you start.
Yeah, and March Madness only a few weeks away, a very compact season. Cedarville 3-1 in the EUP Conference, one game behind Rudyard, who is undefeated at 4-0. Pickford 1-4 in the conference. They are currently in sixth place, just a game behind Brimley and Detour, who are both 2-3 in the EUP Conference. Cedarville's last game was this past Thursday at Engadine, as the Cedarville Trojans defeated the Eagles by the score of 51-47. Pickford, their last game was home against Rudyard on Friday, and, well, they took it on the chin, losing to the Bulldogs by the score of 65-19. So certainly Coach Matt Johnson and his Pickford Panthers just want to forget about that game and focus on the one tonight, Ray.
Yep. And basketball is a game you got to have look straight ahead. You forget about your last game. You just move on, work on what you need to get on, and get better.
We're going to take a break here in our EUP Game of the Week. When Ray and I come back, we'll look at some of the other games going on tonight and some scores around the Eastern Upper Peninsula. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell at the Purple Palace in Pickford, awaiting the start of tonight's varsity boys basketball game between the Cedarville Trojans and the Pickford Panthers. Last night, the winter weather wreaked havoc among several games that were scheduled, including Sioux High and St. Ignace. They were scheduled to meet in St. Ignace in both boys and girls basketball. Those games were wiped out last night, but they will be played tomorrow night, starting with the girls game at 5:45. You can hear both those games with Dave Watson and Ray Bell over in our sister station, 1230 WSOO. Other games that were canceled last night in boys basketball, Newberry at Rudyard. I should say in girls basketball, Newberry in at Rudyard, Cedarville at Pickford, and Brimley at Detour. All those games wiped out yesterday. Girls games that were wiped out included Rudyard at Newberry. One game was played last night in girls basketball as Munising, they were defeated by Engadine by the score of 51-36. Other games going on tonight in boys basketball, Newberry is at Brimley, Engadine is at Rudyard. Those are the other games in the Eastern Upper Peninsula as far as EUP conference play. And Ray, looking at these rosters, Pickford has quite a few seniors on their roster. They have six, and Cedarville, just one senior, just one junior. They have six sophomores, so certainly a very young Cedarville team, but their record shows that they're not playing young.
Yep, and the plus side is, if they're winning now, when they get to be juniors and seniors, they're going to be even that much more better.
And, you know, anytime the Cedarville boys basketball team comes in, Ray, there's not a whole lot of teams in the Eastern Upper Peninsula that have won state championships. The Cedarville Trojans have in boys basketball. We know St. Ignace girls, Sioux High hockey, Detour back in the 80s. They won a state championship in girls basketball. I believe St. Ignace won a football championship in the 80s, but that's about it. So it's rare for an EUP team to win a state title. And do you think that carries over? I mean, it's been about 10 or so years since Cedarville has won that state championship. But anytime, you know, a player, a kid grows up in Cedarville, they see those banners. That's still got to mean something even years later, doesn't it?
Yeah, because and then you got kids that remember watching that or following that. And once you get a winning tradition, people want to carry that on. So it does mean a lot. And Cedarville has consistently won. Even though their school numbers are dropping, they're still winning. They have high expectations, and you've got from Duncan to Duncan to Duncan.
To Duncan, yeah.
And great basketball mind. So they know what they're doing, and they have a system, and they adapt.
Busy night of sports on our airwaves at Sovereign Communications coming up at 7 o'clock. We're actually starting right now down in Alpena. The Sioux High Blue Devil hockey team taking on the Alpena Wildcats. You can hear that game over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO. Laker hockey set to drop the puck at Bemidji State. That one should be starting here in a matter of minutes. You can hear that game over on today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM. Laker men's and women's basketball starting their GLIAC playoffs. Right now the women down at Wayne State. About 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Right now Wayne State leading Lake State by the score of 58-45. The Laker men, they were scheduled to play a game at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium tonight against Northwood. However, that game has been canceled due to COVID-19 in the Northwood University program. So the Laker men do advance to the GLIAC quarterfinals, and those games will be played on Thursday. They'll either take on Wayne State or Grand Valley State, depending on what happens in the other opening round playoff matchup. So that game was supposed to be on ESPN 1400 with Matt Pocket. That one canceled due to COVID-19 with the Lakers advancing. And well, Ray, you know, we still are in a pandemic, and unfortunately, you know, it's got to be tough for that program to play all season, but all it takes is one positive test and basically your season's over.
Yeah, and it's been interesting watching college sports in particular. Is you can tell the programs that really take it serious, they don't have problems. Your football school, Alabama, has done very well. My basketball school, Kansas, has not had any problems. But you look at some places, and they've run into problems.
We're going to take our final break here in our pregame show. When Ray and I come back, we'll have the opening tip of tonight's boys basketball game between the Cedarville Trojans and the Pickford Panthers. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason, Ray Bell at Pickford. We are underway in this boys varsity basketball game between the Cedarville Trojans and the Pickford Panthers. The Trojans will have the ball off the opening possession, and we are underway. Now Cedarville with it. St. Ange, and he traveled. Starting lineup for the Trojans tonight, number 3, Hossack Sweeney. Number 10, Caleb Coleman. Number 15, Alex Story. Number 23, Jacob St. Ange. And number 50, Mikey Perkins. Now the Panthers with the ball. Rounds. Gets it to Rounds. Kyle Rounds, number 10. Braylon Rounds, number 5. Now Rounds in the paint. Gets it to Reed. Over in the far corner, Harrison. Now Harrison being guarded by Perkins. Harrison bounce pass right wing to Hike. Now Hike drives underneath the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound will go out of bounds. Stay with the Panthers. Starting lineup for the Pickford Panthers, number 5, Braylon Rounds. Number 10, Kyle Rounds. Number 20, Zach Harrison. Number 21, Garrett Orsborn. And number 23, Eric Hike. Now Hike inbounds in the paint. Shot there by Zach Harrison. No good. Rebound picked up by the Panthers. Braylon Rounds. Now the Trojans have it, and they move it across the midcourt line.
And Pickford's playing man-to-man. Cedarville likes to push the ball up. They usually like to play a faster tempo game and switch a lot on defense.
Now they have a foul on the Panthers. That'll go on number 21, Garrett Orsborn. Now the Trojans to inbound. Hasek Sweeney on the right wing to St. Ange. Now St. Ange, bounce pass inside, goes off a Pickford player out of bounds, will stay with the Trojans.
And kind of lucky there. It was the right idea to pass inside, but you got to wait till your post player gets set and gives a position.
7:09 to play in the first quarter, no score. Pickford 1-5 on the season, Cedarville 4-2. Now Coleman, lob pass to the right wing, Sweeney. Sweeney back to Coleman. Now Coleman drives in the paint, dishes it out. Up top, three. That one's no good by St. Ange. Rebound inside. Trojans player gets it. Now Pickford gets it right back. That was Orsborn. Now on the right wing, Rounds. Up top, Hike, and he's going to be fouled. That's going to be the first foul on Cedarville. That'll go against Mikey Perkins.
Yeah, he got good reach in the first time. The second and third time, he got a little skin on that.
We played 1:10 in this first quarter. No score. Scott Nason and Ray Bell at the Purple Palace in Pickford. EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Now on the left wing, that's Braylon Rounds. Rounds lob pass inside to Hike. Hike puts it up. That one a little short. Rebound goes up top. Now Pickford with it at the free throw line. A runner. That one rolls out on the shot by Kyle Rounds. Rebounded by Cedarville.
And good job by Pickford getting back the stop Cedarville's transition.
Now Rounds offense with it. Yes, Ray. Triple team there. Gets it away. Along the baseline, shot up. That one rattles out. A lid on a basket right now. Sweeney with that chance. Now Pickford with the rebound. 6:15 to play in this first quarter. No score. Braylon Rounds gets it to Kyle Rounds. Now over in the far sideline, Hike. Lob pass inside Harrison. Back up top. Hike. Looking inside to Harrison again, puts the move, and he's going to be fouled. And, oh, he doesn't like that call. Mikey Perkins, two quick fouls, Ray. So we'll see if Coach Duncan gives him a rest.
Yeah, and as a coach, you don't want your players reacting like that. You're not going to get yourself any calls down the road.
So at the free throw line for the Pickford Panthers, Zach Harrison, he'll shoot two. Looking for the first points in this game. Harrison's free throw short. He'll shoot one more.
And see if we can get our first point here. Yeah. We've got some pretty good shots both ends, but defensive tempo start.
And second free throw, that one rattles in, so it's taking a lot to get that ball in the hoop tonight, Ray. 1-0 Pickford, 2 minutes into this one. Now the Trojans with it, driving hard to the basket. That one partially blocked. Or now they're going to call a foul. That's going to go against Kyle Rounds, his first team foul number two.
Smart play. He saw the lane open. He drove. Pickford didn't get in position to draw the charge, so they got caught on the reach.
Caleb Coleman at the line for the Trojans. He'll shoot two. The only senior on this Cedarville roster is Coleman. Misses the first free throw. He'll shoot one more.
And if you're the only one on the roster, it's only fitting that you're starting.
That's right. Second free throw by Coleman's good, so he splits the pair. We're tied at one with 5:55 to play in this first quarter. Now Kyle Rounds cross the midcourt line, being guarded by Story, and that one goes off a Pickford player. That'll be an over and back as that one went off of Orsborn. That'll go back to the Trojans.
Yep, Cedarville looked like they were going to trap the ball. Pickford got a little nervous and threw the ball away.
Now Sweeney, pass up top to Coleman. Coleman, right of the lane, gets it to Sweeney. Sweeney on the right wing, top of the circle. Now on the left side, St. Ange. That one goes off the face of Sweeney. Gets it back, though. St. Ange inside, shot by Perkins. That one's good. So the first field goal made by Mikey Perkins, and it's 3-1 Cedarville, 5:25 to play in this first quarter.
Yeah, nice touch off the glass on that shot.
Now Rounds in the paint, up top, now on the left wing. Hike, now Hike, double team. That ball goes off a Cedarville player out of bounds. We'll stay with the Panthers.
Yeah, and Pickford did try to do a pick and roll. If Zach Harrison would have kept going to the basket, he might have got himself an easy layup.
Now Rounds inbounds it to Rounds. Kyle Rounds wears number 10. Braylon Rounds, the freshman, wears number 5. Now we're going to have a double dribble or travel.
Travel.
That'll go against Harrison, so not a real fluent start for either squad right now, Ray.
No, both. There's not a lot of flow. They see the opportunities, but they're Got to slow down. Let the game come to you.
Sweeney inbound. Gets it to Coleman. He walks it across the midcourt stripe. Now Coleman on the right wing. Thinks about the three up top. Shoots at that one a little short. Rebounded to Sweeney. Now Sweeney in the paint. He puts up a shot off the back iron. No rebound goes to Harrison for the Panthers, and he's going to be fouled, and that's going to go against number 23 for the Trojans, Jacob St. Ange, his first team foul number three.
Yeah, and those are the fouls that coaches hate. Reaching in far away from the basket.
Especially with only eight players on the roster, Ray.
Yes.
Now Kyle Rounds with it. Pass over to Hike on the right wing. Back up top to Orsborne. On the left wing, Rounds. Now back up top, Orsborne. He puts Harrison a three. That one short. Rebound inside. Picked up by Orsborne. Now he gets it far. Three by Rounds. That one's off the mark. Rebound inside. Picked up by Harrison. Harrison with the right hand. That one's no good, and that'll go out of bounds back to the Trojans.
Yep. No one touched it and hit the – that was a nice move by Harrison. Go underneath the rim to protect it.
4:20 to play in this first quarter. Cedarville with a 3-1 lead. Now a left wing three. Smith, good. Kaysen Smith hits the three for the Trojans, and they lead 6-1.
And that's what Cedarville does. They'll get players up, spot them up, take threes when it's available.
Now the Panthers with it. Rounds. Top of the circle. He'll launch the three. That one's short, and that'll go out of bounds back to the Trojans. Pickford not shying away from the threes so far tonight.
No, I mean, that's part of your ball game. The way Cedarville's playing defense, they're being real aggressive, so you got to make some of those shots to get to come out. That will open up the inside and open up to drive the ball to the basket.
Timeout on the court. We've played 4 minutes of this first quarter. Cedarville with a 6-1 lead. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Sioux High will take on St. Ignace. That a makeup game from last night, as it will be a varsity doubleheader. The girls will start around 5:45, I believe.
Yep.
Pre-game show will be 5:30 with Dave Watson and Ray Bell over on 1230 WSOL. That followed by the boys' varsity game. We'll also have Laker hockey tomorrow night over on Yes FM. A little earlier start time. That will start at 5 o'clock. We'll try to get a score update from the Laker hockey game going on right now as the Lakers looking to secure home ice for the playoffs. They still have a little work to do, but a win tonight certainly would go a long way, Ray.
Yep, and they have a great goaltender, so that always helps in hockey.
Well, that game actually starts at 7:30 tonight, so that one has not started. Laker women in action of 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They trail Wayne State 68-55. Off the timeout, Trojans with the ball in the paint. A drive by Coleman, that one blocked, and that'll go out of bounds. We'll stay with the Trojans.
A good drive by Coleman, though. He pretty much got to the rim. And Pickford was stacked there. They just let him go all the way.
Now Hunter Hagen and Connor Clegg will check in for the Panthers. Trojans to inbound. Between the circles. St. Ange. Now St. Ange on the right wing. Smith. Smith over to an open. Sweeney, he launches a three. That one's off the back iron. Gets his own rebound. Keeps it alive nicely to St. Ange. Now St. Ange has his pass stolen. Panthers with it. That's Connor Clegg. As the Panthers looking a little disorganized out there, they have the ball. Braylon Rounds, he'll drive. Rounds with the runner, no good. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. That was Story. Now a steal by Pickford, right back to the Trojans. Hike with it. Rather check that. That's St. Ange. He launches a three. That's off the back heel. Rebound picked up by the Panthers. Hagen. Pickford with it, trailing 6-1. 3 minutes left in this first quarter. Nice dribble, and we're going to have a travel before the shot. That was Kyle Rounds. He made a good move, Ray, but then he moved his feet.
Yep. The ball kind of went off his hands after behind the back and lost control.
Now Coleman across the midcourt line for the Trojans. Coleman outside three. Smith, no good. Both teams missing a lot of shots early. Rebound goes to Clegg for the Panthers.
The plus side is you're getting a lot of good looks, though. So you get the good looks, the shots are eventually going to start to fall.
Now Kyle Rounds with it. Pickford with just their 1 point so far. They've yet to make a field goal. Top of the circle, Harrison gets it outside to Hagen. Hagen along the baseline on the left wing to Rounds. Now Rounds, top of the circle to Rounds. On the right wing, Hagen. Now a bad pass. That one's going to go across the midcourt line and roll all the way. Oh, nicely kept alive there by the Trojans player, Story. It's a nifty little play.
That was a great play to keep that ball alive.
Now Cedarville with it, leading 6-1, 2:10 left in this first quarter. Kaysen Smith, right of the lane, puts up a shot. We're going to have a foul. That's going to go against number 20 for the Panthers, Zach Harrison, his first. And team foul number 3 for Pickford.
And Pickford's worried about the Cedarville three-point shooter, so they got to come out, and it's opening up the lane. You either got to stop the drive or stop the three.
So at the line, Kaysen Smith, he'll shoot two. Pickford, rather, Cedarville, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, make it 1 of 3. As Smith misses his first free throw, he'll shoot one more. Kaysen Smith, 1 of 6 sophomores on this varsity squad. Our JV game before this one saw Pickford defeat Cedarville 62-46. As Smith makes the second free throw, he has 4. And the Trojans lead 7-1 with 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Now the Panthers with it. Rounds up top to Hike. Now on the left wing, Braylon Rounds drives the paint, puts up a right-handed shot. That one short. Rebounded by St. Ange for the Trojans. Here comes Cedarville. Cross the midcourt line quickly. St. Ange, he stops and pops. And that one's off the back heel. No. Rebound picked up by Smith inside. He puts up a shot and good. Kaysen Smith with 6 points. And the Trojans lead 9-1 with 1:35 left in this first quarter.
And the Trojans have been really good on the offensive glass.
Pickford still looking for their first field goal. They only scored 19 points in their game against Rudyard, and that pass just a little too strong over the head of Hike, and that'll go back to the Trojans.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough look inside with not a lot of margin for error.
Now the Trojans with it. Nice move in the paint, and we're going to have a foul inside. That's going to go against Hunter Hagen, his first team foul number 4 for the Panthers.
And that's Cedarville's spreading the floor, driving in dishing, or driving all the way.
Now Smith to inbound underneath the Panther basket. Smith looking. Got to get it out. He does in the paint. Bobbled, but put up, and that shot no good by Story. Rebound goes to the Panthers' Clegg.
Good job by Story to regroup and get the ball and get a shot attempt up.
Kyle Rounds with the ball for Pickford. On the right wing to Hagen. Back up top to Hike. Hike over on the near side to Orsborn. Pickford looking inside. That pass stolen by Sweeney. Things not going the Panthers' way so far. Cedarville with it. Driving off the glass. No. We're going to have an offensive foul. That's going to go against number 10, Caleb Coleman, his first.
Yeah, and Pickford was in position. I mean, that was a pretty much easy call. Not a good decision by your senior on Cedarville, but that happens. Cedarville's doing a great job on defense. They're just slowly creeping out and making it tough for Pickford.
40 seconds left in this first quarter. Panthers with the ball trailing 9-1. We're going to have an over-the-back foul on number 10, Caleb Coleman, his second. So already you have Coleman and Perkins with 2, Ray, and with a short bench, that's something Coach Duncan certainly doesn't want to see.
Yep, and if you're Pickford, that's what you want. You want to get the ball inside, make that defense collapse, kick it out, and hope to hit the outside shot.
Now a steal by the Panthers and the Trojans, and we're going to have a foul. And I think that's going to go against Pickford. That's going to go on number 21, Orsborn. That's his second team foul number 5 for the Panthers.
Yeah, he had a couple of poor decisions both ways on who and where to pass the ball to.
Trojans with it. 30 seconds left in the first. Now a 3 up top. Coleman, that one's no good. Rebound inside picked up by Orsborn. And the Panthers still looking for their first field goal here in this first quarter. Hike, nice pass, but stolen by Story. That'll go out of bounds off of him. We'll stay with the Panthers.
Yeah, tough break for Pickford because that was the right decision, the right pass. Just a great play by Cedarville to force the turnover.
Actually, they give that ball to the Trojans, so they'll likely play for the last shot. 10 seconds left in this first quarter. It's been all Cedarville. They lead 9-1. Coleman on the right wing, Sweeney. 5 seconds left. Looking inside. Shot off the glass. No good. That was Story. Rebounded by the Panthers. And after one quarter of play, we got a low-scoring game in Pickford. It's the Cedarville Trojans leading the Pickford Panthers by the score of 9-1. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell on this Tuesday night. We've played one quarter at the Purple Palace in Pickford. It's the Cedarville Trojans leading the Panthers in boys basketball by the score of 9-1. Pickford with the ball, still looking for their first field goal of the game. Hike inside, puts up the shot. That one partially blocked, and that's going to be a foul off the block, and I think that's going to go. Are they calling that out of bounds? They'll call it out of bounds to the Trojans.
Yeah, that was probably a good call. I think his foot stepped on the line. So
now Cedarville with it. Pickford had a 1-0 lead, but Cedarville's led ever since, as that ball will go out of bounds and back to the Panthers. You know, Ray, if you're Pickford, you scored 19 points in your last game and one after the first quarter. You got to get something going because, you know, it starts to become a mental game, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Now Hike on the right wing, three. That one rims out. Nothing going the Panthers' way so far here tonight. Rebound goes to the Trojans' Coleman. Now Coleman almost had it stolen. Picked up by Sweeney on the right wing. He leaves it for Story. Check that, Smith. Now Smith on the right wing to Sweeney. Sweeney looking inside. Now we'll pass it out to Smith. Smith leading all scorers with 6 points so far. Now a bounce pass inside. Smith has it. Now left of the lane. Shot put up. No good. That one by Perkins. Rebound by Sweeney. He puts it up off the glass and in. Sweeney's first two. And the Trojans on 11-0 run. They lead 11-1.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of getting that weak side offensive rebound.
Panthers with it. Harrison on the right wing. Up top to Orsborn. On the left side, Rounds. Rounds looking for Hike. Hike inside, now back out to Rounds. He launches a three. That one's off the mark, no good. And we're going to have a foul inside. And I think that's going to go on the Panthers. And that's going to be on Orsborn. That, I think, is his third.
Good offensive set by Pickford. They got the ball inside. The inside player got doubled, so you kick it out. You take the shot.
That is Orsborn's third, so he'll sit down. Six team fouls on the Panthers. 6:36 to play in the second quarter. Cedarville with an 11-1 lead. Now the Trojans across the midcourt line. Coleman, spin move up top. Sweeney launches the three. Yes, sir! Hasek Sweeney with 5 straight points. Cedarville on a 14-0 run. They lead 14-1.
Yep, and you got to get out of it. You can't let them get open looks. You got to cut down on the shooter.
Now Rounds with it. Pickford desperate for a basket right now, and he travels, and so frustration starting to show with this Panther team right now just with the 1 point. We've played almost 10 minutes.
Yep. Now if you're Pickford, you got to play good defense. Try and get a steal, get an easy layup, get into the flow of the game.
Now Coleman with it. On the right wing, Sweeney. Sweeney at the free throw line. Looking inside, now dish it out to Coleman. Coleman switches dribbles. Now on the left wing, three. Smith, that one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Harrison. Panthers with it, trailing 14-1, 5:45 to play in the second quarter. Rounds loses his footing and the ball. Here comes Cedarville with it. Now they lose it, and we're going to have a foul. That's going to go against number 5, Braylon Rounds, his first, but that's going to send Cedarville to the line with the 1-1 opportunity.
Well, at least you're going to make him earn it. Otherwise, you don't foul him, he gets the layup. So,
at the line, number 12, Kaysen Smith. He has 6 points so far. He'll shoot a 1-1. First free throw up and no good. So Smith misses the front end of the 1-1, rebounded by the Panthers. They trail 14-1, 5:35 to play in the second quarter. Hike with it on the left wing, over in the near corner. Now inside, Rounds puts up a shot. No, but that's going to be a foul before the shot, and that'll be the 6th foul on the Trojans. And that's going to go against Mikey Perkins. That's his 3rd foul, so he will sit down and take a break as Alex Story checks in for him.
Nice play. Good offensive execution. I like how Rounds got the ball. He went up even though he was getting fouled. Sometimes you're going to get the call, act in shooting. Sometimes you don't, but a smart play.
Now the Panthers to inbound. Braylon Rounds gets it to Hike in the left corner. He'll launch the three. That one rattles out. Nothing going Pickford's way so far. The shots aren't missing by much, but they're not going in either. Now Sweeney with it. Outside to Smith in the paint. Smith puts up a shot. That one was blocked, but we're going to have a foul on Hayden Taylor, his first. That'll send Smith back to the line. He'll shoot 2 on this one.
And Taylor had good position, but young players, you have that last little reach forward, and that gets a foul all the time.
So Kaysen Smith will shoot 2. He's 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Make it 2 of 4s. He sinks the first free throw. He had 7. That extends the lead to 15-1. 5:19 left in the second quarter. Now second free throw by Smith. That one's short, and picked up by the Panthers. No, now Cedarville gets it right back. Over in the far corner, Smith. Open is Coleman. He launches the three. Yes, sir! Caleb Coleman hits the three. He has four, and it's an 18-0 run as Coach Matt Johnson gets a timeout. And we'll keep it here with our score, 18-1 Cedarville, 5:04 to play in the second quarter.
And that sequence of plays there kind of typifies the game. Miss free throw, Cedarville hustles, tips the ball, loose ball. They get the 50-50 ball. Then they make two quick passes to and set up a wide-open shot, and they bury the shot. Where Pickford on the offensive end, they kind of, you can tell they're hesitant. Do I take that open shot? Do I pass? And they're just struggling. They just need some good shots to fall down, and they got to start winning the 50-50 balls. Take it one possession at a time. Make Cedarville work really hard to get shots, get a few turnovers, get some easy points so you can get back in the game.
Laker women look like they're going to end their season tonight. Just 40 seconds left in their playoff game at Wayne State as they're losing by the score of 79-63. The Laker men advance due to COVID-19 and the Northwood team unable to play. So they will continue their season Thursday down in Hammond, Indiana in the GLIAC quarterfinals either against Wayne State or Grand Valley State. Off the timeout, the Panthers with it. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. It's been all Cedarville. They're on an 18-0 run. They lead 18-1. Now inside, that one stolen by the Trojans, Sweeney. And here comes Cedarville. Coleman with it. Coleman drives, puts a shot off, no good. Rebounded by Rounds. Kyle Rounds across the midcourt line. Rounds. And he traveled, I think, before the shot. Yep, he did.
Yeah, he traveled. I mean, that kind of indecision. He made the right decision. You want to stop, pull up, take the jump shot, but he didn't totally make the decision.
Now the Trojans with it, leading 18-1 in the paint. That's Coleman. He puts up a shot, no good. Pickford with the rebound. They have numbers. Harrison, nice pass inside. And the Panthers finally get on the board. And, boy, they needed that. Braylon Rounds with two. And the Panthers break that 18-0 run. They trail 18-3.
And that's what you got to do. Play good defense, get a few transition layups.
Now Smith on the right wing to Sweeney. Sweeney up top to Coleman. Coleman over in the near corner. That's a three by Smith. That one's off the mark. Rebound hike. And we're going to have a foul inside. And that's going to go on Cedarville. That's going to be against number 15, Alex Story, his first. And with the seventh foul, that'll send Pickford to the line. So Pickford finally gets a field goal, Ray, and now they get some free throws. And they're not out of this game. They're only down 15 despite everything.
Yeah. Basket at a time. It doesn't take much, and you can totally get right back in the game.
So at the line for Pickford, Eric Hike makes the first free throw. His first points of the night. He'll shoot one more.
And he's had a couple of shots have gone in and popped out, so maybe this will get him rolling for Pickford.
Now Hike, second free throw up and good. So Pickford on a 4-0 run. They cut the lead to 13. It's 18-5 Cedarville. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Coleman with it at the free throw line. Gives it off to Smith. Smith being guarded by Rounds. Now Coleman has it. Coleman along the baseline. Sweeney, he shot way off the mark. Rebounded by Hike. So Pickford on a 4-0 run with the ball. Easy for me to say.
Tongue twister.
Yes, it is. Hike up top. Harrison. Now Harrison lost the ball. Stolen by the Trojan Smith. One-on-one Smith. And that one blocked. We're going to have a foul. And that'll send Cedarville back to the line.
Yep, Pickford made that mistake. You're waiting for the cutter. You kind of relax. But Cedarville plays tough defense all the time. They're going to reach in there and swat the ball away if they get the opportunity.
That foul will go on Zach Harrison, his second, team foul number 9. So at the line, Kaysen Smith, two shots. First one up, and that one's good.
Nice shot.
So Smith has 8 to lead all scorers. Now the Pickford student section trying to do their best to distract Mr. Smith.
That's what you love about EUP basketball.
Yep, and second free throw no good, so they may have to do that again when he's on the line. Now the Panthers with it, driving the baseline. Braylon Rounds puts up a shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Smith for the Trojans. They lead 19-5 with 3:20 left here in the second quarter. Coleman up top to Smith. Now Smith in the paint, switches hands, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. And with some trouble with it was Clegg, but Pickford gets the ball. Kyle Rounds with it on the left wing, Hike. Now Hike Thought about the three, gets it to Rounds. Now Rounds still has it to his brother, Braylon. Braylon Rounds at the free throw line. Now Hike launches a three. That one's off the back iron. Rebound goes to Coleman. Now Coleman drives, puts up a shot. No good. We'll have an offensive foul. Good job by Rounds to get back and draw the charge there, Ray.
Yep, he got himself in position. And Coleman has shown that he's going to take the ball to the basket regardless of someone's in the way or not.
And that's his third. So you have Perkins and Coleman both with three fouls. So I think if you're Pickford, if you can get this somehow down under 10, you got to be pretty happy with life the way this has transpired so far.
Yes.
Now Rounds with it. Up top to Rounds. Long three. Braylon Rounds. No good. Rebound inside. Picked up by Coleman. Still out there with those three fouls. Coleman with the ball on the left wing. He stops and pops. That one short. Rebound inside. Picked up by Bigelow. And we're going to have another foul.
I think it was that's a held ball.
Okay, jump ball situation, correct?
Yeah.
That's why we pay the big bucks, Ray, to spot those calls.
So I'm putting away for college savings fund.
Exactly. Now Coleman gets it on the right wing to Smith. Back in the near corner, Coleman being guarded by Rounds. Now a double team, and ooh, we're going to have a foul there. As maybe a freshman mistake there by Braylon Rounds, but not a bad idea either way.
You want to double team, but you don't want to reach in. The ideal thing is double team, make them pass the ball and pick off the pass.
Now at the free throw line, Coleman, he knocks that one down. He has five on the night. That foul on Braylon Rounds, his second. Cedar Hill in the double bonus. Second free throw up, nothing but net on that one. Caleb Coleman with six. And Cedar Hill leads 21-5 with 2:21 left in the second quarter. Now Rounds cross the midcourt line for the Panthers over to Hike. Hike now drives, spin move, puts up a shot. No, but he was fouled. And so that'll send Eric Hike to the line. He made his last two free throws. He's going to get two more opportunities here.
And since Cedarville's playing a man-to-man defense, if you're Pickford, whoever Coleman is guarding, you want that person to take the ball to the basket because he's got three fouls. He can't afford to reach. And if he does, that gives him four and puts you in a really good spot.
Hike misses the first free throw. He'll shoot one more. That foul for Cedarville on number three, Hasek Sweeney. His first, both teams, well, actually, Pickford will be in the double bonus on the next Cedarville foul. Now Hike, second free throw up, and that one's good. So Hike with 3 points. Pickford has six. They trail 21-6 with 2:10 left here in the second quarter. Sweeney with it. Top of the circle now, almost stolen by Rounds. Sweeney gets it back. Over to Coleman, playing with those three fouls here. Now Coleman drives, puts up a tough shot, no good, rebound, and we're going to have another foul, I think, on the Panthers. And that's going to go on number 10, Kyle Rounds, his second, so that'll send Cedarville back to the line. Lots of fouls in this first half.
Yeah, and almost all of them are because you're not in position and you're trying to reach instead of getting your body in position.
So now Coleman, who drained the last two free throws, misses his first. He'll shoot one more.
And Coach Duncan has a lot of faith in Coleman not to get his fourth foul.
Second free throw, that one's no good. Rebound goes to the Panthers. So Coleman misses two after making two on his last trip to the line. Minute 45 left in this second quarter. Pickford with the ball trailing 21-6. Kyle Rounds over on the right wing to Harrison. Now Harrison launches the three. That one's no good. Rebound inside picked up by Bigelow. Now he's double teamed. Bigelow, oh, he had it stolen. We're going to have a jump ball. So that'll give the ball back to the Panthers. Nice effort there by Pickford.
Yes, great. You double team the ball and you get the ball back. Now, if Coleman's going to guard Hike inside, I'd post him up.
Yeah. Now the Panthers to inbound Harrison. Pass up top to Hike. Hike on the left wing being guarded by Coleman. Now Harrison back up top. That'll go between the legs of Rounds. Taken there by the Panther, or rather the Trojan. Smith lays it up off the glass and in. Kaysen Smith now with 10 points on the night. And Cedarville extends their lead to 23-6. The minute 10 left here in the second quarter.
It was Johnny on the spot to get that loose ball.
Now Hike drives. Contact. Offensive foul on Eric Hike. His first. That'll give the ball back to the Trojans.
Smart play by Bigelow on Cedarville. He just got position, just held it.
Now Coleman across the midcourt line for the Trojans. They lead 23-6. Now Coleman looking inside. Shot by Story. No, but we'll have another foul on the Panthers.
Yeah, if Pickford would just get position, hold your hand straight up, they would cut down on the fouls, and then just box out. They'd start getting the rebounds and eliminating Cedarville, so it just one and done.
That foul on Zach Harrison, his third. So at the line, Alex Story looking for his first points. Misses the first free throw. He'll shoot one more. Now checking in Gavin Reed for the Panthers, replacing Harrison with those three fouls. You have Harrison and Orsborne with three fouls each for the Panthers, and Coleman and Perkins with three for the Trojans, as Story misses both free throws, picked up by Rounds for the Panthers. Now Rounds with it up top to Hike. He likes to shoot from there. He does. Misses it. Rebound inside. Picked up by Taylor. And we're going to have a jump ball situation. This will keep the ball with the Panthers.
Good hustle inside.
We have a timeout on the court. 46 seconds left in the second quarter. Pickford will have the ball, but they're trailing by the score of 23-6.
So now if you're Pickford, you got baseline out of bounds. This is when every coach has a couple of plays that work really well, so you get a really good shot opportunity. Some like to take the three in the corner. Sometimes it's get the ball in the post. We'll see what Pickford's good baseline out of bounds play is.
Ray, you've been on the side of a coach where this has happened, where you just have a bunch of fouls, and I'm not saying the officials aren't calling a good game, but the fact is there's been a lot of fouls. You know, how do you try to counter that as a coach to try to get your team in a flow? Is there anything that you can do or say?
Defensively, you got to emphasize we just can't reach it.
Yep.
Because that's the type of game they're calling, and they've been consistent. They've called it both ways, and players on both teams are reaching in. The team that settles down the quickest and adjusts will be successful in the second half.
So the Trojans will have the ball, leading 23-6, 46 seconds left in this second quarter. Coleman still playing with those three fouls for the Trojans. With it, now in the paint, dishes it out. Three-pointer Sweeney, no good. Rebound picked up inside by Taylor. The Panthers have it. Just one field goal for Pickford in this first half. See if they can get one here. Give them a little confidence going into the break. Now Rounds on the left wing. Reed up top. Pass over to Hike, and he's going to travel before the shot or the opportunity that'll give the ball to the Trojans, and we'll see if they play for the last shot here.
Hey, he had the right idea. They came out on him hard, but that fake has to be slower, not so fast.
Coleman across the midcourt line for Cedarville. 10 seconds left. The Trojans playing for the last shot. Coleman now gets it. Shot no good. Rebound. Johnny on the spot, or I should say Ethan Bigelow on the spot. He puts it in. And a long shot at the buzzer, no good. Our score at halftime, it's been all Cedarville. They lead Pickford by the score of 25-6 here in boys basketball. We're going to take a break. When Ray and I come back, we'll have our halftime show. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell back at the Purple Palace in Pickford at half in our boys game tonight. It's been all Cedarville as they lead Pickford by the score of 25-6. Before we recap the stats, Ray, just give us your thoughts on the first half in this game in general.
Cedarville, a great first half. You played really good defense. You didn't give up a whole lot of good quality shots by Pickford, which is what you strive for. You kept the ball out of the post. Offensively, they spread the floor well. They make good decisions. They drive. If you stop the drive, they kick it out. They take the three. If you drive, you stop the three, they take it for a layup. So good decision making. With Cedarville, you want to make sure you don't foul because you don't have the players that get into a foul game. Pickford at times has looked really good on defense. They got to be consistently on defense. And they've got to stop the drive. Recover out to that shooter and box out. Pickford actually has more height, so if they took advantage of their height defensively, they could own the boards. Then on offense, I think Pickford has looked the best when they've tried to get the ball inside and then kick it out outside. They've got to be a little more consistent on making better decisions on the offensive end so they get better scoring opportunities.
Cason Smith for the Trojans leading all scorers. He has 10 points on the night so far. Caleb Coleman with 6. Hossack Sweeney with 5. 2 points each from Ethan Bigelow and Mikey Perkins. For the Panthers, just 6 points and one field goal. They're led by Eric Heik, who has three all from the free throw line. Braylon Rounds with two, and Zach Harrison with one. Free throws in that first half, there were a lot of them. Cedarville, 6 of 13. Pickford, 4 of 6. Foul trouble, both teams in a little foul trouble. For the Trojans, Caleb Coleman and Mikey Perkins with three fouls each. For the Pickford Panthers, Zach Harrison and Garrett Osborne each with three fouls. We're going to take our final break here in our halftime show, and Ray and I come back. We'll have the start of the second half here in Pickford. Again, our score at halftime, it's been all Trojans, as Cedarville leads Pickford by the score of 25-6. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell back at the Purple Palace in Pickford. We are just about to start the third quarter of play in boys basketball. It's been all Cedarville as they lead Pickford by the score of 25-6. And Ray, you know, Pickford obviously struggling tonight. It hasn't been what they're used to. And you take into account all the success that probably a lot of these kids had on the football team. It's got to be very frustrating. You can see the body language out there, certainly not in the Panthers' favor. You know, you go from a team that wins and wins and wins, and, you know, it hasn't been that way for the basketball season. So certainly quite the transition for a lot of these kids.
Yeah, and you got to play together. Basketball, football are both team sports. You're only as good as how you play as a team.
So we're just about to start the third quarter of play here in Pickford. A pretty good crowd on hand as well. You saw Jim Lee Hockey and his son Mitchell here. You can catch highlights of this game on 9 and 10 News later on tonight, along with MISportsNow.com. Jim usually listens to us on the way back, so appreciate him. Now Pickford with the ball. Inside Heik puts it up and in, so that's exactly what the doctor ordered for the Panthers. Great start to the second half.
Yeah, get the ball inside. Let him make a decision. Great move.
Now the Trojans with it along the baseline. Sweeney, and that's going to be a travel, so good start for the Panthers. Not out of this game by any stretch.
Now, I've seen stranger things. I've been involved in some big comebacks that by fluky plays, so you never know.
Now the Panthers with the ball. Heik with the second field goal of the game for the Panthers. Now he draws a double team on the right wing. Three, Osborne, and that one's good. So all of a sudden, the Panthers finding the hot hand, and they cut it to 14.
Got the ball inside. They triple team, kick it out, make the open jump shot.
Now the Trojans with it. Number 25, don't have him on the roster. Must be a call-up from the JV squad. Now a shot no good by Coleman. He gets his own rebound up top. Now a three by number 25, no good. We'll get his name here on our next break from our camera people over here if we know who he is. Now the Panthers on a 5-0 run to start this half. They trail 25-11, 6:50 to play here in this third quarter. Now inside a shot off the glass and in by Zach Harrison.
And that's what I said. Pickford has the height advantage. Get the ball inside.
Panthers cut it to 12. Now a three up top. Coleman, that one partially blocked. And it wasn't blocked. I don't know how that call didn't go Cedarville's way.
Yeah, Coach Duncan said it was got to be tipped. He's not that bad a shooter.
No. If I was shooting, that's exactly what that would have looked like, but I'm not. I've aged out. Now here's Rounds. He launches a three. Oh, that one off the back heel, no good. Rebound picked up by Sweeney. Trojans on a seven, or rather the Panthers on a 7-0 run to start this quarter. Now a steal by the Panthers, Osborne. Now Osborne inside, we'll call that a pass along the baseline to Rounds. Up top to Heik. Now he launches a three. That one's short. Pickford gets the rebound, though. Osborne over to Rounds. Now up top to Rounds. Rounds behind the back dribble. Underneath puts it up and in.
Nice.
Wow.
Job.
Kyle Rounds with two. Coach Duncan calls a timeout, and all of a sudden we got a 10-point ball game. And I want to know what Coach Matt Johnson said at halftime. Whatever it is, it certainly worked.
Yep. And Coach Duncan is not exactly happy with his team. He's lit right into them. And rightly so. When you come out that third quarter and you're the team with a big lead, they're up 19. You want to get it to 25, like real quick. You want to demoralize your opponent so you have all the momentum.
So it took Cedarville, or rather Pickford, a whole half to get one field goal. It's taken them less than 2 minutes to get four field goals in this half. You just never know what you're going to see in these games, Ray.
Yep, and with the momentum, Cedarville tends to shoot quick. They could shoot themselves out of this game as quickly as they got it in, because if you Box out rebound, get some transition baskets. Momentum's on Pickford's side.
Ray, see if you can get from their guys next door which one of these guys is number 25. If you can do us,
do you know
do us
25
a favor
is
there. We'll turn Ray's mic down here. What do we got, Ray?
Kaysen Smith.
All right. Oh, did he change?
Maybe his uniform was bloody.
Oh, could be. Yeah. Well, we'll go with Smith. Thank you. Now inside, a shot by the Trojans. No good. Rebound picked up by Perkins. Now Smith with it. Kaysen Smith outside. Coleman three. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by Smith. Now Smith gets to the free throw line. Story. His shot blocked. Panthers with the rebound. Pickford trailing by 10. They are on a 9-0 run here in this third quarter. Now inside, that's going to be a foul. And I think that's going to go on the Trojans' first foul in the second half.
Yeah, and if you're Coach Duncan, you hate when the official at half court makes the foul call underneath the basket.
And especially when it's the fourth foul on Perkins, so things go in the Panthers' way. Hike in the paint. Shot. Good! Eric Hike puts in two. Panthers on an 11-0 run. Hike has seven, and all of a sudden it's an eight-point game.
And Hike did a great job of posting up in great position.
Now Smith with it. I'll change his number to 25 here so I don't get too confused. Now Coleman, top of the circle. Oh, we're almost a steal by Rounds, but I think if you're Coach Matt Johnson, you don't mind that foul. That's a good aggressive play.
Yeah, that's what you want. You don't mind fouls like that.
That foul will be on Braylon Rounds, his third, 25-17 in favor of the Trojans. Cedarville led at half, 25-6. Now here's Coleman with it. Over in the far corner, three, Sweeney. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Ike. Cedarville not getting good shot selection here in this third quarter, Ray.
Maybe it's something about this basket.
I think so. I think you're exactly right. Now Hike inside. Hike with the move. His shot. That one blocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Panthers.
And that was one of the refs looked like foul, no foul on it. I think you made the right decision.
I do too.
No call.
Yep. Now the Panthers to inbound. They're on an 11-0 run. It's been a game of runs. Cedarville went on an 18-0 run. Now Pickford on an 11-0 run. They've cut this lead to five. Now Hike thinks about the three. Draws the double team. Looks inside. Harrison, turnaround shot. Just rims out. He swats that ball out of bounds, but it will go back to the Trojans.
That's a smart play, though. If you can't get the rebound, swat it out of bounds. Get your half-court defense set up so you can force another turnover.
The Panthers with a ton of energy out there. They just didn't have it in the first half.
And that happens in basketball. The
sure
good
does.
Things happen, you get energy.
Now Smith at the free throw line puts it up and in. He leads all scorers with 12, and that breaks the long drought for the Trojans to start this third quarter. They now lead by 10. Now Rounds with it up top. We're going to have a
3-second call.
Okay, that's going to go against Hike, so that'll give the ball back to the Trojans.
And I think looks like Hike was expecting the cross screen,
a
little
yep.
miscommunication, but they're working that out in a good way.
Now Coleman with it. He drives, triple team, shot no good, rebound inside, all sorts of contact. Another shot, no, third opportunity, and that's going to send number 50, Mikey Perkins, to the line. He'll shoot two. Cedarville, 6 of 13 from the free throw line. That'll go against Osborne. That's his fourth. So you have Osborne with four with the Panthers, Perkins with four for the Trojans. Now Perkins at the line. He rattles that one in. He has three. And now Hagen will check in, replacing Osborne with those four fouls.
And Coleman likes to take that ball to the rack.
Now Perkins, second free throw up and in. So Cedarville on a 4-0 run, and they lead Pickford 29-17, 3:50 to play in this third quarter. Hagen with it. Bounce pass stolen by the Trojans, and bodies to the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball situation that'll give or rather keep the ball with Cedarville.
Yep. Pickford wanted to travel, saying he rolled over, but it was a good jump ball.
Now Hayden Taylor will check in, replacing Hunter Hagen.
So that gives Pickford a little more height because Taylor's a tall boy.
Now Coleman over on the left wing. Sweeney, three. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Smith. Now a shot on the right. Yes, that one rims in and stays in. Smith with 14, and Pickford now trailing 31-17 with 3:20 to play in the third quarter. Now driving rounds, pass inside to Harrison. His shot good. So Zach Harrison with five, and that cuts the lead to 12.
Great hands by Harrison to track that ball, get it, and go up strong.
Trojans with it. Coleman over on the left wing, Sweeney. Now Sweeney back to Coleman between the circles, being guarded by Rounds over in the far corner. Smith three, that one short, rebound, battled for, picked up by Perkins. He has those four fouls, but that didn't stop him there. Now on the right wing, Smith again for three. Yes, sir!
Well, the advantage, if you take lots of three-point shots, that ball's kicking a little farther out, and that's how Perkins got that offensive rebound.
Smith with 17 points to lead all scorers, and the Trojans now back up by 15. Now a pass inside that goes off the hands of Perkins out of bounds will stay with the Panthers.
And Pickford's got the cross screen going, working that post game inside. It's getting them scoring opportunities.
2:31 to play in the third quarter. Panthers with the ball trailing Cedarville 34-19. Now Rounds draws the double team. Up top to Hike on the right wing. Three, that one's short. Picked up by Perkins inside. Now here comes Cedarville. Sweeney across the midcourt line for the Trojans. Now between the circles on the left wing, Coleman. Coleman over on the near side, Smith. He launches it again and hits it again.
And that's Cedarville basketball.
That
if you're open, they're going to take that three. They're going to take more shots than you and make more than you.
Cason Smith with 10 points in the quarter, 20 for the game. And all of a sudden, it's an 18-point lead. Now Hike with it on the left wing. Pass inside. Harrison puts up a tough shot. Rattles out. Rebound picked up by Perkins for the Trojans. Now Coleman across the midcourt line. Up top to Sweeney. He launches a three. That one's short. Rebound inside. Perkins puts up a shot. Partially blocked. Picked up by the Panthers. Rounds with it. Now Rounds drives. Now he lost the ball, but it went off a Cedarville player, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think Rounds is trying to drive. He was going to try and dump it over to Hike in the weak side low block, but it just lost it.
So the Panthers will keep possession. Harrison inbound underneath the Trojans basket. Minute 33 left in this third quarter. Pickford with the ball trailing by 18. Rounds over to Rounds. Left wing, three, no good. Rebound picked up by Coleman. Quickly up court. Coleman one on two, and that's going to be a foul on one of the Rounds. That'll go against Braylon, and that'll be his fourth.
You know, if I'm defending against Coleman, I'm going to get back, and I'm going to get position because he's trying to draw the charge because
yep.
He's going to the basket regardless of what you do.
So at the line for the Trojans, Caleb Coleman. He has 6 points on the night, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Make it 4 of 7 as he sinks the free throw. Extends the lead to 19. Now Coleman, second free throw up. That one short. Rebound picked up by the Panthers.
Good rebound. Now they need to come down and work for a good shot.
Rounds with it. Rounds to Rounds. Kyle has it between the circles. On the left wing, Harrison. Rather, Orsborn. On the right wing, Braylon Rounds. Now Rounds, top of the circle. Over to Kyle Rounds. Now Kyle Rounds drives, puts up a shot along the baseline. Good.
Nice little floater there.
Kyle Rounds with four. And the Trojans lead by 17 with 45 seconds left in this third quarter. Smith with it. Up top to Coleman. Now Coleman drives. Back out to Smith. Now Smith. And that one off the hands of Story out of bounds will go back to the Panthers.
Yep. And that's what Pickford's got to stop. Cedarville likes to drive, take the layup, or drive and dish. So if you can stop that drive, it'll shuts down their offense.
Panthers had 6 points in the first half. They have 16 points here, rather 15 points, bad math by me, in the third quarter. Now Pickford with it. Hike looking inside. Tried to find Osborne, and that'll go off a rather, looks like off a Pickford player. So Cedarville with the ball, 18 seconds left in the third quarter, likely to play for the last shot.
Yeah, and that's a young player mistake. Cedarville touched the ball. Instead of you trying to reach and get it, just let it go out of bounds. You're going to get the ball back.
Coleman takes the ball. He'll walk it across the midcourt line. Coleman almost had it stolen, and Pickford does steal the ball.
Yep, he basically did have it stolen.
Osborne now to Hike with it. Over on the right wing, three at the buzzer. Harrison, no good. And after three quarters of play here in Pickford, our score, Cedarville leads the Pickford Panthers by the score of 38-21. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason and Ray Bell back at the Purple Palace in Pickford. Boys basketball tonight, fourth quarter just starting as the Cedarville Trojans lead the Pickford Panthers by the score of 38-21 in a quick steal by the Trojans. Pickford made an 11-0 run in that third quarter, Ray. They did outscore the Trojans by two, but Cedarville kind of reasserting their authority tonight.
Yep, Cedarville has adjusted to what Pickford's doing. Now Pickford's going to have to readjust to that.
Now Rounds with the ball. Panthers have it, trailing by 17, 7:30 left in this fourth quarter. Hike, spin move, but we have a foul, I think, before the move.
Yeah, he fouled him before as he was turning. So good call by Mr. Baker out
Joe
there.
Joe Baker.
Yes.
Been doing games, I think, since the Eisenhower administration, if I'm not mistaken. Now we love Joe.
Yes.
Now Hike with it. That foul on Smith, his first. Rounds. Over to Rounds. Now Kyle Rounds stops and pops. That one's good. So Kyle Rounds with 4 points on the night.
Good decision. Pump fake, one dribble. Take that little jump shot that's left open.
Now a steal by Rounds. That one will almost go across midcourt line, but it wouldn't have mattered because it was a deflection. Now Coleman outside to Smith. He likes to shoot that one. Misses that one, though. Rebound picked up by Hike. Panthers not out of this. They're trailing by 15, but they're going to have to make these possessions count.
Yes, they are.
Now Osborne, nice pass inside. Up off the glass. Harrison good. He has seven. And so Pickford cuts the lead to 13.
Harrison gets up the floor quick. There's been a couple of times he's wanted the ball, been wide open.
Now here's Coleman. Nice pass to Bigelow. That one I think might have been partially blocked. We're going to have a foul after the fact, and that's going to be on the Panthers. Going to go on Harrison, so that's his fourth.
Yeah, and that's where you got to make a decision on Coleman. Do you maybe just play with one guy and not let him pass, make him force shots?
Now Coleman's pass. Sweeney at the midcourt line almost lost it. Keeps it alive. Now Smith, pass inside. Perkins shot, no good. Rebound Bigelow, and he puts it up and in. Ethan Bigelow with four. And Cedarville leads 40-25 with 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Bigelow has done well. He's got good size for Cedarville.
Now Harrison, he launches a three. That one's good. Rather, Osborne with the three. He has six. And that cuts the lead to 12.
Take a possession at time.
Yep. Now the Trojans with it. They've led basically throughout. Pickford led 1-0, but Cedarville's led ever since. Now Coleman, nice dribble. Nice steal there by Osborne, playing with those four fouls, and the Panthers can cut it to within single digits if they get a three here. Now, as I say that, they lose the ball. Here's Perkins with it. Perkins drive, shot off the high glass, good. Mikey Perkins with six, and Cedarville leads by 14.
Yeah, that was a good shot by Perkins. That was a tough shot.
Tipped? No. Yeah, that one might have. No, it wasn't tipped. It's just a loss of concentration there by Kyle Rounds. We've seen that a couple times tonight.
And unfortunately, what happens when Pickford has a little loss of concentration, boom, Cedarville would put up 4-7 points real quick, where Pickford seems to score at a slower rate.
Coach Matt Johnson for the Panthers calls a timeout. 42-28 Cedarville here in this fourth quarter. If you want to hear about local, regional, and national sports, tune in every Monday night on our sister station, ESPN at 1400, for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game. Brand new edition last night as we talked Sioux Indians hockey with their general manager, Zeke Canisto. We also talked to David McKeag Jr. about what's going on with the NOJHL and the Ontario Hockey League, all sorts of local sports. And you can find that show on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. You can also find rebroadcasts of our games here on Country 105 with the EUP Game of the Week, along with Sioux High boys and girls basketball, Sioux High hockey, some Lake State basketball games, and other related sports content, all on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. You can download them free of charge, although maybe we should start charging. I don't know.
Well, you slowly do
That's
it.
That's right, yes.
You charge for the really big ones and then get a subscription going.
Not bad, Ray, not bad. You can tell you're the businessman, not me.
Yeah.
Now Smith with it off the timeout. 5:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Sweeney along the baseline, draws a double team up top to Smith. Now open Coleman. Left wing three. That one's short. Rebound picked up by Rounds. Pickford with the ball, trailing by 14. Now a three. Osborne, that one no good. Rebound picked up by the Trojan Sweeney. Quickly up court, Coleman. Coleman back to Sweeney. Now Sweeney launches a three. That one's good.
Yep. I mean, Cedarville, that's their style. They're going to get up and shoot lots of shots. So if you're Pickford, you have to get back and assume one pass and a shot.
Hasek Sweeney with eight. That extends the lead to 45-28. Now inside, tough shot. That's going to be a foul on Bigelow. That'll be his first, and that'll send Pickford to the line for the first time here in the second half.
Great job by the post play inside. Got position and just fought through that foul to go up for the shot. Active shooting. The officials had to discuss there.
Yep. So at the line for Pickford, number 20, Zach Harrison. He had 7 points on the night, leading all Pickford scorers. Actually, Hike has seven. As Harrison misses the first free throw, he'll shoot one more. 4:40 left in this fourth quarter. Trojans lead the Panthers 45-29 as Harrison makes the second free throw, so he has eight. Now the Trojans with it. Smith, who leads all scorers with 20 points for the Trojans, gives it to Coleman. Now Coleman along the baseline. Shot. That one's too strong by Story. Gets his own rebound. That one was blocked there by Rounds.
Nice block.
Now Rounds across the midcourt line. Finding Harrison underneath. Puts up a shot. No, but he was fouled. And the Cedarville fans let their displeasure be heard.
Well, that was a good call, though. Cedarville did have two players in position, but Harrison went between the two players and made them reach. So
that foul on Hasek Sweeney, his second. So at the line for the Panthers, number 20, Zach Harrison, misses the first free throw. He'll shoot one more. Our next EUP game of the week will be next Tuesday night. Ray and I will be making the trek to Rudyard for boys basketball as the Brimley Bays take on the very good Rudyard Bulldogs.
It'll be nice to see the old Brimley squad back in action.
Absolutely. Now a three-pointer, far side, no good. Rebound inside, picked up by Perkins. That one misses. And looks like there's a little holding there on the Panthers, and that's going to be a call with a little help from the Cedarville fans.
Yeah, he was trying to box out, but he definitely got a little too physical on the box out.
Now, if that falls on Harrison, that might be it. I think that's his fifth.
Well, that'll be a tough loss for Pickford.
We're waiting to see. Yeah, I was going to say, I had a mark down for four, so that'll do it for Zach Harrison. He ends the night with 9 points.
He had a really good second half. He made some really nice plays in the post.
Trojans with the ball halfway through this fourth quarter. They lead Pickford 45-30. St. Ange inside. Perkins back out to St. Ange. Up top, Smith. Smith leaves it for Coleman. Now Coleman. Fancy dribble. Drive. Off the glass. No good. Rebound picked up by Kyle Rounds. Quickly up court to his brother, Braden Rounds. He puts a shot. Good. So Braylon Rounds now with six, and that cuts the lead to 13.
A nice fast break for Pickford.
Now Smith with it. Up top to Coleman. Coleman inside, drives, puts it off the glass. No, rebound picked up by the Panthers. Here's Rounds with it. Braylon Rounds, nice move, puts it up. No good. Kyle Rounds on the rebound. No, but he'll be fouled. And again, Ray, 3:17 left. Pickford down 13. They're not out of it. They're just kind of hanging around, but they're going to need a lot of things to go their way right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Cedarville is going to come down and take a lot of quick shots, personally, as a coach, I would want my team to let's reverse the ball a couple of times. Let's try and get a layup. And
that foul on Sweeney, his third. So at the line, number 10, Kyle Rounds, misses the first free throw, so he'll shoot one more.
If you're Pickford, if you're going to make the comeback, you have to take advantage of these free throw opportunities.
Second free throw, no good. So they misses them both. And that's tough misses there if you want to try to make the comeback. However, they get the ball back as that ball goes out of bounds. The Panthers still with life.
Always life.
Yep. Win or lose, Ray, Coach Matt Johnson's got to be pretty happy with how this team's come out in the second half, though.
Yes, much better second half.
Now, a couple opportunities for the Panthers, no good. As that ball goes to the floor, we'll have a jump ball situation. That'll give the ball to the Trojans. 3:03 to play in this fourth quarter. Cedarville with the ball, leading 45-32, looking to improve to 5-2 on the season. And stay within striking distance of Rudyard. Rudyard undefeated atop the Eastern Upper Peninsula Conference. Now Sweeney's shot, that one short, rebound picked up by Perkins. Smith, he launches a three, that one partially blocked, and Pickford comes up with a 2-on-1. Nice pass, rounds the rounds, and Braylon misses the shot. Oh, we have a travel before the shot.
Yeah, I thought, I was just going to say, I like that play. He jump stopped, let the guy go by him, but apparently his feet must have slid a little bit.
Now Smith with it, 2:30 to play. Cedarville shouldn't be in any rush to shoot here, but Pickford pressuring him a bit. And that ball goes out of bounds. We'll stay with the Trojans.
Yeah, because now if Pickford's going to be real aggressive, a couple of passes, backdoor cut, get yourself an easy layup.
Now we're going to have a timeout. Yeah, I was going to say, that was almost 5 seconds, but a timeout by Coach Duncan. With 2:27 to play in this fourth quarter, Cedarville continues to lead Pickford. They lead right now by the score of 45-32.
And Coach Duncan's telling his point guard, it's your job to get open. You're the senior. You have to get open and get the ball.
So, Ray, we were talking about comebacks, and you mentioned you've been part of some comebacks. Can you remember in your coaching career the biggest comeback that your team ever had to win a game?
I was coaching in New York. We're playing kind of a rival. We're just falling behind by 16 points.
Girls or boys?
Girls.
Girls, okay. Mm-hmm.
Falling behind by 16. I had just called up some sophomores. So I thought, you know what the heck, let's put our next year starting lineup in. We have a junior and these four sophomores. All of a sudden we make a basket. The other team goes cold. Their coach freaks out, gets a technical, and we end up winning the game by 12 points. So you're talking about 26-point turnaround.
That's a big comeback there. Well, Pickford's going to need that. And then some tonight as Cedarville with the ball leading 45-32, 2:20 to play in this ball game. Coleman with it, being pressured by Rounds. Now Smith, top of the circle. He'll put a shot from the free throw line and hit it. Cason Smith having himself a very nice night. 22 points to lead all scorers.
Yeah, he's got a very nice touch.
Panthers with the ball trailing by 15. 2 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Kyle Rounds, lob pass inside, batted around, picked up by the Trojans. And they'll just want to take their time and not turn over the ball. Try to run some of this clock. Both teams with 5 team fouls in the second half. Don't think we're going to see Pickford intentionally foul. Now a 3-pointer, no good by Coleman. If you're Coach Duncan, you just got to not like that very much, Ray.
No, I'd work the ball a little bit more.
Now Kyle Rounds with it at the free throw line. Rounds over to Hike. Now Hike drives the baseline. Hike with a strong move to the hoop. He puts it up and in.
He's had a really good second half.
Yeah, he has 9 points. The Panthers trail by 13 with 1:15 to play in the fourth quarter. Nice move to the hoop and a block by Hike.
Not in my house, he says.
Not in my house, indeed.
Nice move by the Cedarville player, but Hike had it sealed off.
Now the Trojans to inbound. Sweeney underneath the Panthers' basket. Lob pass up top to Smith. Smith leaves it for Coleman. Almost a steal by Rounds. Now Coleman over to Smith. Now Cedarville is starting to run some clock. Coach Matt Johnson still encouraging his team to play solid defense. Get a much better effort. There's a foul, and looks like Rounds got poked in the eye there. That'll be the 6th team foul on the Panthers. That'll go against Braylon Rounds, and I think that's his 5th, so he's done.
Well, this is when you have a deep bench. It doesn't really affect
That's right, you. Yeah. And credit the Trojans. I mean, you had a bunch of players with 3 fouls and really none ever since.
Yeah, they're smart players because they learned how to play within themselves after they got in that 3rd foul.
Now Hagan almost steals it for the Panthers. And now we're going to see some fouls. That's going to go against Hike. That'll be his second, so that'll send Cedarville to the line for a 1-1 with 49 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Trojans look like they're going to win this one. They lead 47-34.
Yeah, make your free throws. You walk away, you put any doubt to rest.
These teams will play one more time in Cedarville this season as free throw missed by Coleman. So Pickford with the ball, trailing by 13. They got to shoot him quick. And Rounds does. That three off the back iron, no good. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. We'll see if they just run out the clock here or Panthers try to get a steal or foul. Now Coleman with it. 25 seconds left. Gets it to Smith. So Smith with 22 points to lead all scorers for the Trojans. And the Panthers with a much better effort in the second half, but just a little too much of a hill to climb tonight as the Trojans will run the clock out. And our final score will be the Cedarville Trojans 47, the Pickford Panthers 34. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our post-game show. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason, Ray Bell back at the Purple Palace in Pickford. Our final score tonight in boys basketball, the Cedarville Trojans defeat the Pickford Panthers by the score of 47-34. Before we recap the scoring and get out of here, Ray, your thoughts on tonight's contest?
I thought it was a good second half of basketball. Both teams played with a much more flow, settled down. Great job by Pickford. If you're Matt Johnson, you got to be pleased with the effort of your second half. A lot better flow offensively, a lot better body language, great hustle, never quit. And you could see them getting some confidence because they make some shots instead of having indecision. Boom, I'm shooting, I'm driving, I'm passing. Good team play the second half.
Leading the way for the Cedarville Trojans on the night offensively, Kaysen Smith with 22 points. 8 points from Hasek Sweeney, 7 points from Caleb Coleman, 6 points Mikey Perkins, 4 points from Ethan Bigelow. Leading the way for the Panthers, Zach Harrison and Eric Hike, they had 9 points each, 6 points Braylon Rounds and Garrett Osborne, and 4 points from Kyle Rounds. With the win, the Cedarville Trojans improved to 5-2 on the season. With the loss, the Pickford Panthers fall to 1-6. Cedarville's next game is scheduled to be at home on Thursday against Lanson, while Pickford, they will be at Engadine on Friday night. Well, Ray, appreciate you making the jaunt down M129. Certainly a lot better weather than last night if we would have been coming down here.
For
and,
sure.
And you're going to be on with Dave Watson tomorrow for Suhai Boys and Girls Basketball over on 1230 WSOO against St. Ignace. And you and I will be back on at the EUP Game of the Week next Tuesday night. Boys basketball as Brimley will take on the Rudyard Bulldogs. So, Ray, appreciate you coming on again and look forward to talking to you next week, sir.
Sounds good. Always nice to do a basketball game with you. So.
I appreciate it, and certainly nice to do a game with you as well. Want to thank our broadcast engineer back in the Country 105 studios, Sam Cox, doing a tremendous job as always. And if you want to hear the podcast of tonight's broadcast, you can find it on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. In our JV game before this one, it was Pickford knocking off Cedarville by the score of 62-46. And once again, our final score in boys basketball, Cedarville knocks off Pickford by the score of 47-34. You have been listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105.